mentioned X. How much has he been able to help you with his experience?
Oh, it's major. I mean, me and X, of course, offensive line, we have a different way of talking already. But me and X have formed our own form of communication. So I can look at him and we can be on the same page. I can say a few words that might not be the call that we normally say, and he'll understand where I'm coming from. So that's come a long way, and I can't wait to, you know, put it together.
Jedis.
Oh, without a doubt. And, I mean, it takes time. And I tell people who really, no offense, don't know the offensive line part of the game a lot. I mean, we do have our own form of communication, but you really and truly know that when you put the time in, when I can literally look at X and he knows the same, like the page I'm on, we're on the same page. When you can get to that, you know, you're starting to mesh well. So I'm excited.
Any added pressure being it's going to be your first start?
I wouldn't say so because, like I was telling Mr. McClain, I've had a lot of experience here, fortunately. I mean, playing if it's heavy tight end, if it's coming in the middle of the game, if it's playing goal line. I mean, whatever they've really given me, I try to take it in stride and, you know, make do with what I can. So, I mean, for it being the first start, don't get me wrong. I lie and tell you if there won't be a little bit of jitters. But as soon as I make contact the first play, all that goes away and, you know, you get back to football. So it's exciting.
You feel it's your time.
I do. I mean, you put a lot of work into it. I'd lie if I said I didn't. You know, when I go home during the off season, you grind. I mean, you envision this day. So to know that it's 5-6 days away, trust me, it'll be very exciting.
Is there an element of all this, like something to prove for you, like something you deserve to be in that spot?
So no matter what, going undrafted back in the day, that really didn't bother me because when you get to this point and you get in this situation, this opportunity, it's always something to prove. I've always taken the approach. I mean, even if it's a walkthrough practice, a shell practice, a padded practice, you always want to go out, you know, put your best foot forward and show that you deserve a spot in this locker room. So that's how I've always taken it.
What was it like coming home, seeing the destruction all over the place?
It was crazy because, of course, where I'm from, back on the East Coast, we normally get the tail end of hurricanes. So to see that really and truly impact a place like this, that's why for the past 3 days, me and my roommate Greg and, of course, everybody else have been out helping because I understand, even though I didn't have a lot of experience with it, I understand how major it can be. And, you know, getting in the community and showing the people that we actually care is a major thing. So it was very different for me, to say the least.
Anything touch you as far as any stories that you've heard along the way?
I mean, just seeing the children. I mean, of course, seeing everybody, but to know that you see some 3-4-year-olds, I mean, that run up to us and get so excited to see us and to know that we can bring the light and a smile to their face when, I mean, they may have lost everything. And to know that me as an individual at 25 years old can be the light for somebody who literally just went through that destruction, that really brought a smile to my heart. And it shows, I mean, really, in my opinion, what everything's really about. I mean, football, as I tell people, it's a big thing across the nation. We're in Texas. It's a little bit bigger here. But it'll really and truly, you'll see the fans come out. They'll be ready for the season. But it's going to bring the communities together. It's going to bring Houston together. It's going to bring the surrounding areas together. I mean, we just hope to be that shining light.